Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. It is about snow still in Boston. People now have really no adjectives that they can come up with to describe what it's been like other than it is unimaginable. I think that really pretty much sums it up. We'll talk about the snow totals, of course, and the weather across the land. It is our common denominator, isn't it? And the conversation over Kayla Mueller and whether or not she died the ISIS hostage or this is just a ploy by a group that is so much more organized in a sense than Al-Qaeda could have ever hoped to be. We're going to talk to Dan Perkins about that coming up in our second hour. You don't want to miss him. He is very opinionated with a lot of backing and an expert in the Middle East and especially Islamic terrorism. And Dan Perkins talks about the fact that we actually do have a court for Sharia law. And it is in Texas, believe it or not. Also, people are buzzing about a Powerball jackpot that is nearing $500 million. It seems, as I have said so often here, I mean, you know, there's a 1 in 175 million chance that you could hit those numbers and that you would win the lottery. But how can you not plunk down just for fun a couple of dollars when you spend that probably here and there every day, right? So the lottery fever is growing. The prize would be the third largest in the history of the game, fifth largest in lottery jackpot history in the United States. The cash value of the jackpot is $327.7 million before taxes. And this all rolls over because there was no winner the last time around. So it's Wednesday. That's Powerball Day. And who knows, there could be more tickets sold than we think, which would change those numbers up just a little bit. But couldn't be bigger, couldn't be a bigger part of the conversation for sure. Because it's the fantasy. We all think that money is going to... I shouldn't say that. A lot of people think that money will cure the problems that they're having. But ask so many others when they're struggling with a health issue, what would the money ultimately matter for them other than paying those hospital bills? And, of course, that brings up the fact that we've got the Obamacare challenge happening in the beginning of March, and we're going to be on the road for a couple of days doing shows from Washington, D.C., right across from the Supreme Court. So we'll have all of that for you. We'll talk to people in Congress, maybe a few senators, and also people and their point of view of health care, because, you know, there are some that benefit from Obamacare, and there are some, and many of you have written to us, that are not benefiting from it. It depends on where your fates and fortunes lie. You know, the so-called middle class is being talked about so much in, I think, this upcoming election, whether it's, oh, the middle class economy and, oh, the middle class, and you have the Democrats and the Republicans both using the word middle class a lot, and I think that's going to be a big part of 2016. Does it not feel like the middle class is disappearing? Or if you have, you're okay, and which would be the same with healthcare. And if you have not, you're okay because you're relying on other resources to get you through. But if you're in the middle, you're getting squeezed. And I think that's really the group that has the biggest problem with Obamacare. And of course, that's the group that makes up a big chunk of the majority of Americans. And I'm sure many of you listening to me find yourself in that situation where sometimes you have a little money, you try to be conservative and save here and there. You've had ups and downs. You've put kids through school. But ultimately, you don't have tons of money for a huge emergency. So anything related to healthcare that's going to cost you a whole bunch more is not a great thing. Not a great thing. Speaking of that, coming up at the end of the hour, we talked to a doctor about medicine that is booming. And this would go to the haves and sometimes even the middle class, but a plastic surgeon who says that business couldn't be bigger. And more people that go through medical school, because if, especially if they don't have the money to go through medical school, they have massive bills they have to pay back. The more lucrative field to get into, or one of them anyway, is to get into plastic surgery. By getting into plastic surgery, especially if it's an established practice and they join it, they can pay off those medical bills a whole lot faster. But Dr. Adams talks to us about how the business has changed, how it's not such a hidden secret anymore, where all of a sudden somebody would disappear and then they would come back with a facelift, and that just as many men seem to be going in to get work done as women are. The biggest story, I think, really to hit earlier in the day and probably is still going to be talked about, and many of you sent me emails about this, is Brian Williams. Brian Williams has been suspended by NBC. So he took himself off the air heading into the weekend, and NBC came out and said that they decided to suspend him without pay for 6 months. So Brian Williams off the air for 6 months. What an extraordinary thing. In a way, what a crazy thing. Because, isn't that kind of like passing, in a sense, passing the buck in a way? Like, oh, okay, so he was really well-liked until all these fantastical stories came out. But instead of doing the firing thing, and because our numbers are dropping, well, here's what we have to do, because we have to save face. So we'll just decide, yeah, you know what, we're just going to suspend him for 6 months. The CEO of NBC Universal, Steve Burke is his name, said it was inexcusable actions. And there are certainly a lot of people at NBC and other spots that feel he may never return to the anchor desk that he's held since 2004. Because here's what's happening. It must be very bizarre. When you're in his position, you have all these investigative people around you. You're throwing to investigative reporters. He used to do some investigative work because that would be a natural thing when you're sent out on stories where you have more time. And now you have NBC's investigative unit fact-checking his past reports because they want to make sure that there's nothing else in there that could come back to haunt them. And the CEO, by the way, said he deserves a second chance and we're rooting for him. And he says he shared his deep remorse and he is committed to winning back everyone's trust. So what happened was the anchor went to go visit the CEO outside of the building. And then that's where they came up with the announcement. And Lester Holt, I suppose, will fill in the meantime, unless they decide to do something else. All right, coming up, we're going to hear from one of the people close to Kayla Mueller, who is the 26-year-old American that ISIS says was killed by Jordanian air fire. That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
About Hala Mueller and if in fact she was killed as ISIS has said, because you know she was captured, she was with the Doctors Without Borders in Syria, and naturally they captured her, and you wonder, is she really dead, or will they come up with some other surprise to throw our way next? It's just a terrible thing. And this is a young woman who, granted, she was in Syria, but there's a reason that she was driven to go and help the people in Syria, which is just so sad to me that she felt that tug to help people who had nothing, and they kidnap her and ultimately either put her in this situation where she's killed, or does she, do we see something that happens, that's barbaric, that comes up in the near future? And these are just barbaric thugs. There is absolutely no doubt about it. In fact, one of the things that just happened, and this is breaking, the U.S. Embassy in Yemen has been closed because of all the unrest. It's just not safe for Americans to be in Yemen. And, of course, that's the hornet's nest, as we know from our pal Jeff Atticott long time ago. We talked about it before anybody was talking about it. But the State Department announced that they're closing and evacuating it because the country has been taken over by Shiite rebels. And they can't risk it anymore. It's political instability and suicide for all the people we leave. So we cannot leave them any longer. And the State Department issued a travel warning advising anybody any U.S. citizen to not go to Yemen and urged citizens currently living there to get out. Get out now and don't wait and discuss it with anyone. It's interesting because the embassy closing is going to complicate what the CIA has going on there, which is very important, all that intelligence stuff. CIA officers could continue to work out of military installations, but a lot of what was happening was actually run out of the embassies. It was run from the embassies. And so now they're stuck in kind of a limbo situation. So Kayla Mueller, here's what one person had to say. There were a group of people that talked today to put more to the, to add more to the story of her as to why she was there and what kind of person she was. Take a listen.
As far as Syria goes, you know, when Kayla was at campus ministry, she was part of a Just Peace group, and we would talk about peace through justice, that you can't have peace without justice. And we met, would have a simple dinner, and we would read books and talk about articles through a variety of lenses. And together, a group of us traveled to Guatemala to hear their stories and just keep that conversation going. So when Kayla was in Syria, I tried to follow what she was doing, and I would read her posts, and it was really like keeping vigil because it was so difficult to read about the horror that was happening in Syria and to see the pictures that she would post. And I have a few words from some of the things that she posted last in March of 2013, and she said, "I want to tell the world about the situation in Syria. There's no fuel, there's no electricity, there's no food. This is the situation. There's shelling, explosions, gunfire, violence. No one's working. There's no jobs. People are just surviving day to day, living for the sake of living. Every human being should act. They should stop this violence. People are fleeing. We can't bear this. It's too much." And she says, "I hope you can tell the entire world what I have said here and what I've seen." And that's what we're doing. We're telling the whole world. Kayla asked us, and I think you saw one of her quotes when they said, "Where is the world?" And that we can say, "We're right here, Syria. We've heard. We've seen your suffering reflected in Kayla's eyes."
Yeah, so, you know, again, this is just such a sad tale because there's so much more to it. As to why, you know, why was she there? Why would she go there? And she went to help those doctors, and she went to be there because, as you just heard, she was so aghast at the things that she found out about Syria and felt compelled to do something about it. I mean, she was an aid worker, plain and simple, and you know, she was an aid worker, and then they tried, I guess, initially, they tried a raid and hoping that she was in that group, of course, that included journalist James Foley. And they tried a raid, as we all know, last August, only to find out that they had all been moved. And remember, the raid wasn't disclosed until after the Islamic State in August of last year released a video of Foley's beheading, and there was conversation about Mueller, but not as much because the focus was so much on Foley. And, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, this is a kid that she went to speak to the Kiwanis Club about the situation in Syria and, you know, 2013 or local Kiwanis Club, and you know, 26 years old, out of Arizona, and she's been held by ISIS since August of 2013. And she is the last remaining known U.S. hostage held by ISIS, although who knows, there could be somebody else. This is only what we believe. And there is no definite way to know if ISIS is telling the truth or not, except for there were some photos that were analyzed by the FBI, determined with a high degree of confidence, they say, that they were of Mueller and confirmed her death. So there were photographs that were released. And it doesn't really give any evidence, though, about how or when she died. So that part there is no way to know from this FBI analysis. And the president spoke with the family a couple of times, offered condolences, talked about the fact that she had a great spirit from everything that is discussed about her. She had volunteered at a women's shelter, a clinic for patients with AIDS at home in Arizona. She worked with humanitarian groups all over the place. So this was nothing new for her. She had done that her whole teenage life and beyond, and then was kidnapped when she was working for a group supporting Syrian refugees, actually in Turkey is where she was picked up. And she had a letter that she wrote in the spring of 2014. It was released by her family. She wrote she was treated well. She didn't want negotiations for her release to be her family's burden, no matter how long it took, and said, "None of us could have known it would be this long, but I'm fighting for my side in the ways I am able, and I have a lot of fight left to me, and I'm not breaking down, and I will not give in, no matter how long it takes," is what she wrote. The Islamic State continues to claim that, hey, February 6th, she was killed when the building where she was being held in Raqqa is in Syria was a weapons storage spot, was bombed by the planes from Jordan. But, you know, again, the evidence, what they're sending, what the FBI is going through, will they ever completely feel as though they know the whole story? Will they ever know that? By the way, the House Foreign Affairs Committee, for what it's worth, they're holding a hearing on how the Obama administration is responding to the Islamic State on Thursday, because the White House is proposing a new authorization for 3 years that is focused on the fight against the Islamic State. Isn't it interesting that at the beginning of all of this, the Islamic State was thought to be, yes, this is another brutal terror group, but there was certainly a bit of downplaying about ISIS until James Foley was beheaded. And once that happened, and once there was another American who was killed, and a couple of other people who also were beheaded from the UK, the conversation then changed. And then, of course, with the Jordanian pilot being set on fire, I mean, that just adds to what we already know to be absolutely unbelievable. I mean, what is the correct response? And there's my question. What is the correct response? And I said this the other day for the United States. Would you be upset if we did what John McCain says, and that is put boots on the ground, just get in there and blow them to hell? How do you feel about that on the ground? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Is really good for you. They say a 30-minute snooze can repair the damage caused by lack of sleep. They just did a new study on it. You know, this is the whole thing. Sleep, sleep, sleep. We're supposed to get 7 to 9 hours. People don't. And it's like a badge of honor when you don't get sleep. Like, oh, I haven't slept in however many days because I've been working on this proposal. I've been working on this case. I'm working on XYZ. Or I just can't sleep because I'm writing the next great novel. So here's what they say. They say that what they did was, in the study, they examined the relationship between hormones and sleep in a group of 11 healthy men between 25 and 32. One session, the men were limited to 2 hours of sleep for one night. For the other, they were able to take 2 30-minute naps the day after their sleep was restricted to 2 hours. And each of the three-day sessions began with a night where they spent 8 hours in bed and concluded with a recovery night of unlimited sleep. So how about that? So they say after a night of unlimited sleep, the men had 2.5-fold increase in hormone levels, and it helped them. It helped them in the fight or flight response to stress and all that other stuff. Because, of course, we know this. Lack of sleep affects the levels of the hormones in your body and a whole bunch of other things. And naturally, it wouldn't be good. But the fact that you can take these power naps and it does help you is pretty interesting. But it's not, you can't have long naps. So it's just that quantity time, that crunch time, 30 minutes, and that's it. All right. A lot of you had things to say about ISIS. Of course, you always do. So we're going to head right to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Susan, who says, Kate, I just think we should blow all the ISIS people up. I know that sounds just sophomoric, but why, if we have to go and put boots on the ground, we have the strongest army in the world, even if it's a volunteer one. So why not swoop in, do that, and just eliminate them? Do whatever we can to eliminate them. Doesn't that make sense? It makes sense to say, do whatever you can to eliminate them, but it's not so easy. One, they're spread out all over the place, they're pretty organized, and they have this whole social media thing going on, and then they kidnap people, and they use that for shock and awe, and I think there's no limit to what they'll do, and I think the scarier thing is what will happen here in the United States. I mean, right now, we're feeling like we're okay, right? Where there's the nutball here and there that tries to do something, and then someone clips them, gets them down, whatever. But we know that there are people that are all about this whole ISIS thing, that are all about dumping out of the United States. We know there's pockets of this that's happening. It has to be. We know that. And we just don't want to, I mean, speaking for myself and for all of you, I'm going to just speak for you. Of course, none of us want to see what's happened in Europe. And it's a good lesson. You know, there's a scary thing that Dan Perkins is going to talk about. And here's the thing I do not agree with. We have the rule of law here in the United States. We live in the United States of America. It's a melting pot. We're from all over. That's cool. I don't care about people's accents. I don't care if they speak other languages. But this is the United States of America. My family threw everything, tossed to the wind, went through Ellis Island, crawled through Canada, did whatever they had to do. Your families all have whatever stories they have. So to live in the United States means to live under our rule of law. We might not always agree with the laws, but there's a reason why we have laws. To have Sharia law in this country is a travesty. I cannot abide by that. No way should we have Sharia law here. This is not Iran. This is not any part of the Middle East. That is not our rule of law. And to establish it is one big fat mistake. And this has been tried a few times and pushed off. We've had guests come on and talk about it. And you'll hear what Dan Perkins has to say about it. And it's not good. It's not good at all, my friends. And that's where we have to start to worry. I mean, look, obviously the president, who, if we were going to talk about his ideology, he's definitely, you know how I say, I don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between. I mean, he's obviously left of left. And even the president is asking for more bucks to fight ISIS because he knows. They know when they sit there and talk about this in the war room, we got a serious storm going on. And what are we doing here? And everybody, all the Joint Chiefs of Staff, everybody connected to the war room is concerned about ISIS. They're not blowing it off. They're not pushing it aside saying we're doing everything we can and we have our best analysts in the situation. No, they're scared. They're worried. They know because they're getting the calls that we're not getting. I mean, they know exactly what's happening. Trust me. My best source, I've said this before, if only that person could come on the air, but could not. They're worried about it at the Pentagon. Of course they're worried about it because there is no 100%. There is no way to say if we do these 15 things, this will stop. If we do this, this, and this, but one thing we sure can do is not have any kind of Islamic law in the United States. That's just not right. And we're not importing anyone else's laws. We're not having Sharia law here in the United States. And that's why the president is asking for the world, the worldwide war authority, as is the best way to say it, to go after ISIS. All right, I went off in a rabbit hole, so let's go back to this. This one from Brian, who says also about ISIS. Kate, I wish I hadn't read, I hate to say this, I wish I hadn't read more stories about Kayla Mueller. I was listening to my local news, and I started to see pictures of her and hear about what she did as a teenager and as a young girl and how she was so philanthropic and helped people in the United States and elsewhere. She really believed in what she was doing. And it's really sickening that they got a hold of her, and I only can feel for her family. And can you imagine what horrific things happened to her at the hands of ISIS? And I'm not even sure if I believe, that she in fact was killed in that Jordanian bombing. What do you think? Well, we don't know for sure. Of course we don't know for sure. They can send whatever they want. And, I mean, unless they send a body back, I just wouldn't trust whatever they have going on. All right, here's one as we go in a different direction. This one from Roger says, Kate, Brian Williams, wow. It just seems that he was weaving some fantastical tales from Katrina and bodies floating by him to being in a helicopter that was hit by an RPG. Why would he have done that when he already had his credibility, when he didn't have to prove anything, and he was very, very popular and likable? What would make him do that? Well, if I knew that, I'd go back to the I have a crystal ball and I can tell you all the problems in the world and how to solve them. I don't know that. There is a condition where people have this, it's a psychiatric condition where people exaggerate, inflate details. I mean, all of us can embellish things, of course, and we can embellish for fun. We know where you're joking, you're getting someone's goat, as we would call it when we were kids. That's different. But you're not anchoring the news and saying that you were in a helicopter that was slammed by an RPG. It just is crazy, because already, if you're embedded in Iraq, it's risky. Anybody who goes there knows that. It's risky. So you get the props, I guess, for being embedded already. You know, so I can't address that other than to say I know that in talking to the psychiatrist we've had on the show, and we've got another one coming on in the next day or two, this is what they would say, that there is something that people have, a condition where they inflate and really believe the details of some of what they say, which has nothing to do with reality. It seems just so odd. I can't even imagine what life would be like in that fishbowl in New York City. You know, now he's there, and what is he doing? If I were him, I would just get out of town, I can tell you that. And certainly I'm not crying any tears for him, because he has plenty of money to do that. I don't know that he'll ever be back at NBC. Six, you know, they say they're rooting for him and all this, and geez, and but somebody else gets in there, and you know, what happens with NBC and what do they do? Will they really go back to that? 6 months unpaid, geez, that's a long time. You know, that's a long time to be gone, no doubt about that. All right, how about this one? This one is from Bud, who says, Kate, I keep hearing you talk about the snow that we're having in the New England area, and I have to tell you, there is nothing you can say that can describe what this horrible thing is like. I've lived here my whole life in Nashua, New Hampshire, and we love your show. It just started a couple of weeks ago, and I have to tell you that it is Snowmageddon times 10. I loved your analogy of filling up Gillette Stadium, the football stadium, 90 times with the amount of snow from Boston. That's pretty much what it's like, and it's unbelievable what we face every single day. Nobody wants to dig themselves out. Nobody wants to go to work. Nobody wants to talk about snow. It's not fun. There is no snowball throwing. There is no building of snowmen, because it's also freezing cold outside. We're miserable. Let's just put it that way. Can't wait for the summer. All right, coming up next, this might cheer you up. Ever thought about plastic surgery? I don't know. Not for me. Plastic surgery is not for me, but it's for some people. I've told my husband, you got to deal with wrinkles. I get wrinkles, you got to deal with them, babe. Plastic surgery, though, pretty hot. We're talking about it next on America Tonight.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight, me, Kate Laney, and those nooks and crannies. I know some of you listening to us in Nashua, New Hampshire, are getting slammed by snow. I feel you, but we're in the satellite facility in Dallas, Texas area, and we've got Dr. William Adams with us. He's in our virtual green room, and you can catch him on theplasticsurgerychannel.com, and there is so much happening, so much innovation in the world of plastic surgery. I cannot believe how far it's come from just decades ago. Dr. Adams, thanks for popping on the show.
Great to be here, Kate.
So here's my question. Of all the surgeries you do, you know, it used to be traditionally, back in the olden days, I'll say, women sort of disappeared, did the facelift thing, and then they would look fabulous, and people would say they seemed rejuvenated and all of that. Now you don't have to hide it, because so many people believe in it, and they believe in feeling good and what makes you feel positive. Ultimately, are facelifts or things with the face still the most popular surgeries?
If you look at the statistics, Kate, it actually is either liposuction or breast augmentation are the two most popular surgeries by numbers. However, it is true, as what you're alluding to, is that the studies on how people do after these procedures, whether it's a facelift or a rhinoplasty or breast augmentation or a tummy tuck, their quality of life goes up in every single study. So patients really do get a great benefit, probably a bigger benefit than people ever realized.
It's interesting when we talk about things with the face, because now so many of us take selfies, and the whole advent of the popularity of the cell phone and the things that you can do with the cell phone. Do you find that that's become a big thing about how we took a bunch of selfies and I realized my neck was not so good, or I realized I didn't look so great from that angle? Do you find that?
Selfies are interesting. It's just like social media has really changed the landscape of how things are done. Patients do come in talking about, well, I got this picture, or this made me look one way. And what I would say is I think selfies, it's just another mode of communication. I think that's a great thing. And any way a patient can come into me and say, this is what bothers me, that's great, because it helps establish what their problem is, what they don't like. That being said, there's a lot of things out there that mislead patients, applications where people can change the way they look using a little iPhone app, and that may or may not be reality. So what we need to do is we can start there, but then it gets deeper than that. We bring the patients through some really great tools that we have in the office. Three-dimensional imaging is a big area of explosion and new technology in plastic surgery. And so with that type tool, now we can, in a very validated scientific way, actually show patients what they would look like after surgery and be confident that's what we can deliver and what the patient can expect.
Oh, I bet. Three-dimensional imagery. How long has that been around?
Well, it's been in development about 6 to 8 years, and 8 years ago it was completely unusable, but now it really is an integral part of what I do in my practice for breast surgery, particularly breast augmentation. We just published a study on this and found it to be about 98% accurate for a patient that comes in simulating for what they would look like to what their actual result is. So it's excellent for that. It's very good for rhinoplasty. It's pretty good for facelifts. It's still in development for things like body contouring, so like tummy tucks, and liposuction is a little bit more in the developmental stage. But for those other procedures, it's really become an integral part of my consult. And again, it's about communicating with the patients. The better consult that I can do the patient, the better it is for that patient. So it really allows us as a tool that allows us to communicate with patients better and ultimately, I think, give them better results, because it allows me as a physician to know what that patient really wants and make sure that they are going to be happy with their result after surgery.
How about the recovery time? Have the recovery times changed too? I'd imagine maybe they're not as long as they used to be.
Recovery times have changed a lot. For example, in breast augmentation, the way it used to be done, patients would be in bed for a week or couldn't raise their arms above their head. Literally, the patients that we do now are out shopping the day of surgery. They can go to dinner that night. They can pick up their children right away. But that only can happen if there are certain things that are followed. It's what we call the process of breast augmentation. So there's kind of 4 steps to that. And as long as that's done, and it has some of that surgical and some of that actually is before the surgery and some of it's after the surgery, but if the process is followed, patients can have a very quick recovery from that procedure. The other thing about pain, and you know, you bring up pain, it's a great thing to talk about, because that's probably the number one thing patients are scared about. Patients often think about having, say, plastic surgery or something done. They may have interest, but the thing that deters them oftentimes is the fear of pain. And so things like tummy tucks, we have great advances with reducing the amount of pain from that. They used to be a very painful procedure. There was a product that came out 2 years ago. It's called Exparel. It's a local anesthetic that's injected at the time of surgery. And instead of lasting about 6 to 8 hours, which is what it used to be, it lasts now 3 days. And so it's really revolutionized the experience of the tummy tuck patients. These patients are not having a lot of pain after surgery. They feel, they feel great, but it's still surgery and still they have some discomfort, but the degree of discomfort is significantly reduced. So that's another really great new advance that we have that specifically addresses the pain.
Yeah, when you go into these surgeries, and I imagine we're talking about breast augmentation a lot here, but there certainly are other surgeries that men take advantage of. Do you find that there's more men that will come to your offices now than in the past?
Yes, the statistics would support that as well. You know, men, cosmetic and plastic surgery is actually increasing for both genders, but men specifically, particularly facial things like rhinoplasty, eyelid surgery, those are things that have increased quite a bit in the past 5 years. The other thing that has gone up from women and men, but particularly I think in the men subgroup, is things like Botox or non-surgical things like fillers, which more men are doing to help them, again, look better and feel better about their appearance.
The when you started even the tools, it's interesting because we've talked about pain thresholds and recovery and pretty much the roundabout of plastic surgery. Have you, and we talked about the imagery and using that and how effective that's been for you. And obviously that's a huge tool. What has there been other advancements in the tools as well, as I would imagine?
You know, it's, the field of plastic surgery is such an amazing field because there's always new things. There are lots of new technologies coming out. One of the other ones that we haven't talked about is some of these products that are called natural scaffolds, mm-hmm. which are, you know, we've had things that are called things like acellular dermal products, which are basically these things that we use in surgery to support tissue, because that's one of the things that is a challenge as a surgeon when we're dealing with tissues that have been stretched or weakened and then we're trying to support them. But these new natural scaffolds, and there's two or three that are become available in the past year or two, those are very, very good adjunctive things that we can use they can be used in breast reconstruction, they can be used in cosmetic breast surgery, they can be used in abdominal wall surgery, and they really have been a great addition coming to the armamentarium again, where we're trying to reinforce and support tissues.
Yeah, and I would imagine too, and certainly we've seen this, what it's like to go through medical school, which you went through medical school. Did you know right away that, hey, I'm interested in this plastic surgery field, or were you thinking of some other fields and then you just saw it and you really liked the things that, you know, how you could change people and make them feel better?
Yeah, I was drawn to plastic surgery for a lot of reasons, but mainly the diversity of what we do. We operate all over the body. Plastic surgeons are literally the highest level of training for a surgeon. We go through general surgery, and then we go through 3 years of additional training, and then oftentimes fellowships. And so plastic surgeons are really the true general surgeon now, the person that operates all over the body. We do things in terms of traumatic reconstructive surgery, craniofacial surgery for children. We do microsurgery. We do burn surgery. We do all the aesthetic surgery, which is what we really have been talking about. And so that diversity and really the meticulous exactness of in the science of plastic surgery was what drew me to it. But after having done it now for 17 years, the part that I found to be incredibly fulfilling is just what we do for people's lives. You know, we really change people's lives. We, no matter what it is, whether it's, you know, restoring somebody from a car accident to breast augmentation or a breast lift, that really changes the way somebody feels about themselves. It really makes a life-changing difference in a patient's life. So that's what's been such a great thing about this specialty.
I like that, life-changing. You want to find out more about Dr. Adams, go to the plasticsurgerychannel.com and look under Texas, and you'll see him right there. Dr. Adams, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Great being with you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.